In this bulletin, Sydney terror plotter jailed for 28 years, and in cricket, Australian women through to the World 2020 final. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An unremorseful Islamic State supporter who helped a teenage terrorist kill New South Wales police accountant Curtis Cheng has been jailed for 28 and a half years. Milad Atai was sentenced for assisting and encouraging 15-year-old Fahad Jabbar to shoot Mr. Cheng at the state police headquarters in Parramatta in 2015 and helping the boy's sister reach Islamic State in Syria. In sentencing, New South Wales Supreme Court Justice Peter Johnson said Atai was a supporter of extreme jihad for many months before the terrorist attack and appeared to still hold radical views. The 22-year-old did not stand for sentencing and raised his index finger in the direction of the judge as he was led away. Speaking outside court, Mr. Cheng's son, Alpha, said the sentence did not lessen his family's pain.
We hope that justice has been served and that Milad Atai will be put away as long as possible, and it shows that his conduct in court and his words, that he is still a tremendous risk to society, and we hope that the sentence reflects that and it deters others from even considering committing such acts in the future.
Stronger than expected winds are whipping up a fast-moving bushfire in the New South Wales Hunter Valley, putting dozens of homes near Newcastle Airport under threat. An emergency warning was reissued this morning after the blaze at Camp Vale flared up. Wind gusts of up to 90 kilometres an hour are now expected. As a result, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service has declared a total fire ban in the Hunter and increased the fire danger rating to severe. More than 200 firefighters are battling the blaze, which has already burnt through more than 1,300 hectares. The wind could make it too dangerous to fly water-bombing aircraft. New polling suggests Daniel Andrews' government will return to power in Victoria. A poll published by The Age newspaper suggests Labor has a 54-46% two-party preferred lead over the Liberal Nationals coalition. Labor is also ahead in a second poll published by News Corp and conducted by YouGov Galaxy, with a 53-47 two-party preferred outcome. Mr. Andrews says he'll continue to campaign until polling closes.
I think for 8 years now I haven't given you too much commentary on polls. I'm not about to change that, other than to give you that time-honoured cliche, which is a cliche because it's true. The only poll that matters is the one that will be conducted tomorrow. These things are always close.
The opposition leader, Matthew Guy, says he isn't intimidated by the poll.
Our internal polling on a seat-by-seat basis is good. We're positive. We have to be as frank with ourselves as we can, and we look at our research and it says we've got a good chance, so we're going to go for it.
New South Wales police will allege the mother of a murdered nine-month-old believed a tribal elder was caring for her daughter, only to find out her partner had thrown their baby into the Tweed River. Court documents reveal the family of four had been sheltering from a storm at a Tweed Heads shopping centre on Saturday night. The family huddled in a car park when the father took the baby, allegedly telling his partner he was going to give the child to an elder. While the mother waited with their two-year-old son, police will allege the man walked to the water's edge and tossed the infant into the river. The girl's body drifted more than 30 kilometres in the ocean current before washing ashore at Surfers Paradise Beach, where it was discovered on Monday morning. To cricket, and Australia's women's team are through to the fifth straight World 2020 final after Alyssa Healy shook off a concussion to continue her dominance in a 71-run flogging of the West Indies. Cleared to play on the morning of the semi-final, Healy claimed her fourth Player of the Match award in five games as she top-scored in Australia's 5 for 142 before the hosts were rolled for 71.
Coming here, playing in Antigua, a really amazing crowd. They were right behind the Windies the whole way, and you know, we love coming in to this tournament as sort of underdogs and into this game as underdogs. I think we definitely were, and we really thrive on that. And thanks to all the crowd for coming out, but it was an awesome atmosphere.
Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow. Mostly sunny in Perth, a top of 23. In Adelaide, a shower or two, 22 degrees. In Melbourne, a shower or two, 17 there. In Hobart, showers also on 14 degrees. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 22. In Wollongong, much much the same, 21. In Sydney, also partly cloudy and 24. In Newcastle, much the same and 25. Sunny in Brisbane, 31 degrees. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 34. And in Darwin, a possible storm atop of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.